brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. You have found the front lines of the information war. The global awakening is accelerating. It is Monday, the 23rd day of August, 2010. Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist and historian, will be joining us to talk about the massive intensification of preparations for war with Iran. The Israeli Knesset said over the weekend that they are preparing for war. That is out of the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. We'll be discussing that with Webster Griffin Tarpley coming up in the next hour. We have other serious news out of the London Independent. Toxic legacy of U.S. assault on Fallujah, worse than Hiroshima. Off the charts, increases in cancers and deformities from depleted uranium. The Army's own reports from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s admit this is deadly, not just to the people it's used on, but for the troops that use the weapons as well. So this just goes to the mindset of the globalist. Iraqi bishop says U.S. betrayed country, Christians suffer the most. And so we'll look at the fake withdrawal as well with Webster Griffin Tarpley coming up in the next hour as well. Listeners did it again last Friday. This time we had three Bilderberg Group associated search terms. All three made it into the top slots, number one, number two, and number three. And then literally hundreds of blogs, scores of newspapers, then wrote reports about Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the Obama Deception, both films that exposed the Bilderberg Group and the shadow government. And so hundreds of thousands of people have been exposed to the truth with one fail swoop, with one powerful blow. Good job to everyone taking action on that front. Continuing with other news, there's a PrisonPlanet.com report today. Not only did John P. Holdren in the 70s, the White House science czar, call for sterilization chemicals to be put in the water, forced world population reduction, global government to enforce it. He also, in 2006, wrote about similar things 4 years ago, and now we have a new 1992 document that's been discovered. A publication reaffirms devotion to population control through global effort. And, of course, there's another report here from the BBC. They're going to have a series of broadcasts promoting forced sterilization of people who aren't just mentally ill or who are handicapped, but also those that have shown a history of being criminal, morally unfit, or drinking alcohol. Good enough for Hitler. Good enough for England. So a similar system being promoted there as if it's a wonderful thing. The BBC is now promoting that. And, of course, another Infowars.com article from 2 weeks ago that integrates in with this. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reproduction, sterilization compounds added to the vaccines. And we know that that is ongoing now. So that is coming up. New Logan searches blasted, TSA test, frisking policy, and they always roll it out in a test airport. Normally Boston Logan for some reason. They put body scanners in there, 5 years ago. Now they're going nationwide last year and this year into every major airport. First they say, well, you can do a pat-down if you want. Now they're saying, well, it's going to be mandatory to be body scanned, and they admit they are saving the images now. In this report, people are getting mad because they now squeeze the breasts, squeeze the genitals, and they don't just lightly frisk. They now train you to have government in your personal space. And I don't know why people are complaining about jail guards getting in trouble for squeezing women's breasts. Actually, I know why they're complaining. They should be. But why are they complaining if this is going on? We have the newscast showing where they grab women's breasts and actually squeeze them. So now not only will they record you and your wife and your children naked in the scanners, they'll also squeeze your breasts and genitals, training you to submit to tyranny. This is all promoting, of course, forced inoculations and DNA testing. They're just getting you trained for that.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Monday, 23rd day of August, 2010. Let's dive straight into the news. Ahead of a deep breakdown of what's happening with the economy worldwide and the massive acceleration with the Israeli Knesset mirroring their propaganda arm Atlantic Monthly last week. They now came out over the weekend and said, we are preparing to strike Iran. We are going to strike Iran. They've now fueled the reactor at Bashir. If it is hit, it could cause a Chernobyl-type reaction. But the system doesn't care. Just 15 years ago, the Pentagon admitted that DU was deadly for our troops that use it, deadly for the areas for billions of years where the DU is used. It's now used in hundreds of different types of munitions, not just two or three different types of munitions like bunker busters and anti-tank weapons fired from Vulcan cannons and A-10 War Dogs or Sabos in Abrams M1A tanks. Now it's being served out even in .223 for M16s and 50 caliber. And they've got major scientific organizations and major newspapers reporting off the chart increases in cancers, not just for the Iraqis, but for our troops. And just like the 9/11 workers, or just like the Exxon Valdez workers, or now the Gulf oil spill workers, when they get sick and start dying, they say, look, no health care for you. Go crawl in a hole and die. We only want to wrap you in the American flag when we bury your butt. We're here to use you. We are the global New World Order takeover system. And that's the bottom line of what's happening here. And we're going to be going over that today. I also want to get into Obama's poll numbers continuing to collapse. And the headline out of the Telegraph, does Barack Obama want to be reelected in 2010? Meanwhile, he's got the Mexican president here again running around saying he wants semi-automatics banned in America. And it's also being reported by New York newspapers that Mexican police are to patrol New York City, making sure Mexicans aren't discriminated against. Meanwhile, all over the country in Mexico, the police will come to the mayor or to a governor's house or to a U.S. consulate, and they'll walk Mexican government people out, U.S. government people out, and they'll kill you in the street. They'll even rape you and cut your head off as part of their intimidation. And the police are dealing the drugs in Mexico predominantly, and Mexico doesn't care about that. And they rob American citizens. They suck off American citizens. When they catch you down there, they shake you down. That's okay. They're going to come here and tell us to turn our guns in. They're going to come here and tell us that they're going to patrol the streets of America to make sure nobody discriminates against their La Invasora, their La Reconquista. They're reconquering their invasion. I mean, it's just amazing to see this going on. So I want to go back over some of the latest developments on that front today. And then obviously I talked about some of this yesterday on the Sunday broadcast from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. It's all over the media. It's in my local paper every day. It's all over TV. They're saying part of back to school, but every American needs it, is your H1N1 shot. And they've got tens of millions of dosages that they couldn't get people to take last year. They're just going to push last year's H1N1, an admitted hoax by the British Medical Journal. They admit it's a hoax. The European Union Medical Commission admits it's a hoax. They admit it's a tenfold increase in convulsions if you take it. That's mainstream news. And they're just going to run the whole hoax again and hype it up and scare everybody and find a few people that have compromised immune systems or who've got cancer, who die of the flu. They're going to hype it and tell you you got to take it. And there's no doubt that in these vaccines, we're seeing massive increases in infertility or full-born sterilization. We're seeing massive increases in cancer, and it's all on the drug insert that it can cause this and do this, and they don't care. They don't care. That's just the way it is. Gardasil, you take it, it kills you. Prozac, you take it, absolutely attacks every organ in your body, including the brain, massively increases suicide, violent tendencies. They don't care. They put it on the insert and push it on you. Just all admitted. It's like all these drug ads I hear. It goes, oh, you're having trouble sleeping? Take this. It may make you have a heart attack or go crazy. Oh, you have to urinate every few hours? Well, that's not normal. Take this. It may make you a psychopathic killer or give you a heart attack or brain cancer, but so what? On and on and on. We are in a pharmacological dictatorship. And I was thinking about it this weekend. I was looking at my wife's SUV. And it's got a big key down the side of it that she got at a grocery store parking lot. And it happened about a year ago. We haven't fixed it. I mean, we don't really care. You know, once a car really gets banged up enough over the next 4 or 5 years, we'll probably, you know, get it repainted or something. But we're not, you know, too much, you know, into aesthetics, as long as the vehicle runs well. But it just struck me that the ultimate form of control is drugging people and poisoning people. That's the ultimate form of domination, is controlling who can have children. It's putting things in the water to lower your IQ. That's the ultimate stealth assault. And the globalists, in 1,000 different ways or more, key our brains. It's like a dog that goes over and urinates on somebody's fence post to mark, this is my territory. This is all part of this territorial domination. That's what all of this forced inoculation is about. It's what the TSA naked body scanning you and your family, your wife, your children, yourself, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. Now they're enhancing the frisk where, and this is in the mainstream news, where they grab your breast and squeeze them to make sure they're not bombs, and they grab your genitals and squeeze them. I'd already seen this on the news. It would show the enhanced pat down, and they go around the woman's breast. Men do this. Women frisk men. Men frisk women. It's all about breaking taboos. That's why the Pentagon admits they now have joint showers for men and women at many bases and joint sleeping quarters. You know, it's enough to get your personal space broken down to be in the military and to have to sit there on the head using the bathroom right next to dozens of other men. But imagine you've got to sit there right next to a woman and she's sitting on the commode and you're sitting on the commode. And the social engineers over 100 years ago, the eugenicists, said they would break down the distinction of family, men and women. They would divide the different racial groups against each other. This is their tool of total control. It's savage social engineering of, we're going to have police take your blood at warrantless nighttime checkpoints on the side of the road to get in your comfort space. We're going to take your baby's blood at birth and put it in the DNA database, and we lied to you for decades, but now we admit what it's really for. And we're going to naked scan you at the courthouses and the shopping malls and the federal courthouses and the airports and at the public schools. Folks, I didn't even know this. It's actually going in public schools. It's going in colleges. All federal courthouses are now getting it. They store all the images. Just total control. Naked body scanners 3 years ago on the streets of London, just randomly making people go through them. Cops walk up randomly, line citizens up, say, show me your ID. It's happened to me in England. It's happened to Steve Watson. He's with his girlfriend. They're jealous because she's good looking. He's walking around at 8 o'clock at night in a nice neighborhood. They line up. Give me your papers. You may be a terrorist. It's all about the government telling you when to jump, and you say, yes, sir, master. Yes, sir, boss. How high? I said, jump. Yes, sir, boss. How high? I said, get out there and pick that cotton, boy. Yes, sir. I don't like how you said it. Get dropped to the ground and give me 25, scumbag. It's all brainwashing. It's all induction into slavery. You and your family, everything going into bondage. Now they're getting you ready to take your pension funds, getting you ready to take part of your Social Security and raise the retirement age, getting you ready to lose your property, getting you ready to have big agribusiness take over your farm and ranch, getting you ready for total enslavement, just setting the precedence. Now, I saw two articles yesterday, and I've been investigating the T. Don Hutto FEMA Center, because it's also not just for foreigners, but for citizens as well, this residential FEMA camp. And I noticed in the news that a jail guard is set. He's been arrested. He's now going to be indicted because picking up people at the airport to be taken to the immigration facility, the FEMA camp, he would reportedly frisk them, and he was trained in enhanced search, and he would do rings around their breast, reportedly, and pat their buttocks. Well, I mean, it's on the news that you line up with your wife and children, and it's on the news them taking six-year-old girls and boys and squeezing them, training them good how to be in Nazi Germany. So my issue is, you notice that they'll indict their own minions for doing it at a prison, but they won't indict their own people because they're trained to do it now at Boston Logan and other airports where they're beta testing this. So here's the article. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's actually several articles up there about this subject. New Logan searches blasted. TSA test frisking policy. And it says now, before they lightly touch, now they squeeze. You can see it on the news. They get around the breast and they go, And if a woman has a piercing, they take pliers. They make them take it out. They have men frisking women, women frisking men. It's all about getting through your comfort zones. Okay? And it goes through this whole article to say, and the ACLU says, oh, we agree there needs to be searches because, you know, there are terrorists, and they do need to pat you down and naked body scan you. But what about squeezing the breast? You know, is this okay? What about grabbing the genitals? Is this okay? Well, here's the article. 8 victims ID'd in Hutto guard case. Tensions mounting between facility and the county. And Williamson County's wanting to search the place and go after them. And, boy, they're going to stop this. Well, why don't you go to your own airport up there? You know, where is the sheriff's department in Travis County for children and pedophile laws being broken? In fact, even the Associated Press admits, as well as the London Telegraph, same thing in England. It breaks pedophilia laws. In fact, that's how they got them to stop scanning under 18-year-olds at the Denver State Courthouse, the county courthouse, because they pointed out in lawsuits that this violates pedophilia laws. So, hey, why don't you raid the federal-controlled airports? where they've just seized this new jurisdiction. Why don't you go there? And it says he patted their breast as part of a search. Well, that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to grab your woman's breast.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On this story, you've got this Tedon Hutto Federal Family Center, residential center, where they hold citizens, not just non-citizens. We've confirmed, it's even been in the local papers, at this facility, that this gentleman who's being charged, there's a big federal investigation and a county investigation, he would pick them up at the airport and then frisk them. And because he touched their buttocks, reportedly, allegedly, and frisked around their breast, that they're now going after him criminally, and there's a federal investigation. What do you think those women went through to get on the plane? But see, it's this helter-skelter, oxymoron, hypocritical system where on the federal reservations, where they just seized the airports outside of the Constitution, outside of the Bill of Rights, and have put these security measures in place, everything that's done at the airports is training for the streets of America, the schools of America, the courthouses of America. And I saw Governor Ridge 8 years ago admit this before Homeland Security even got congressional funding and became a cabinet position. And now they're rolling it out against the population. It goes on. 8 victims ID'd in Hutto guard case. Tensions mounting between facility and county. Williamson County authorities said that 8 victims had been identified in connection with a former transport officer at the T. Don Hutto Immigration Detention Facility, who police say groped several women he was supposed to be taking to the airports and bus stations. No sexual assault charges have been filed, however, although Williamson County officials said they may later on. Currently, Donald Charles Dunn, 30, faces 3 charges of official oppression and 2 charges of unlawful restraint in connection with 5 victims police said were molested in Williamson County. And they go on to say he touched their breast reportedly. Well, what do I have right here in this article out of the Boston Herald? New Logan searches blasted. TSA test frisking policy. And they admit in the AP and in the London Telegraph that it violates, as well as the Guardian, it violates U.S. and British child porn laws. They are recording children as young as 1 year. They put babies in these body scanners and record them and their genitals. And then they save the images and got caught lying about it. Remember all the cases of fistfights where they make TSA workers go through and every day? That was what Reuters made fun of the man's genitals until he punched his supervisor in the face. And they went on to admit, yes, they were making fun of him and other women. Hey, baby, you got a nice rack. I mean, this is in the newspaper. And we just put up with this. I will not have my wife and children go through these. And they're now saying, well, we're going to make everybody do it now. No, you're not. And they'll take me in the back at the airport and probably beat the daylights out of me. It's what they do. They kill people all the time. They beat them to death and say, we don't know why they died. Logan Airport security just got more up close and personal as federal screeners launched a more aggressive palms first slide down body search technique that has renewed the debate over privacy versus safety. Oh, as if it's to keep you safe. Who's going to keep us safe from this tyrannical government that's training us to let them do this? The new procedure already being questioned by the ACLU replaces the Transportation Administration's former back of the hands palm down. Well, as if that's okay. Folks, I've got the newscast. We played them here where it shows the women's breast through their shirt and they touch around them. I've talked to women, people's wives and girlfriends that work here. I've talked to friends who talk about women have called in. It's been on the news where there's video where they grab your breast and then rub the inside of your legs and then they take you behind closed doors and make you take your shirt and pants off sometimes, or they put you in glass areas in front of everyone and make you take your pants off. This has all been on record. What will we put up with next? Well, I'll tell you, it's in the executive order 1994, and it was never implemented, but now they're trying. Bill Clinton's executive order covered my first film made 13-plus years ago, America Destroyed by Design. I read the executive order in the DPS driver's license facility. They then arrest me. I read it to the crowd there, where it says blood and urine testing to get a driver's license. And now I have news articles in the last few months saying, oh, Arizona and other states are looking at urine and blood testing or DNA swabs to get a driver's license. Or anyone pulled over England's already started this, will have a swab from the inside of the cheek. It takes the cells off the side, some of the largest cells in the body, very easy to scrape off, to put in a DNA database. And they're already taking your baby's blood at birth for 38 years, secretly, now admitted. This is how criminal and how sneaky they are and how they get away with all of this garbage. Go read how they're grabbing your breast and genitals now and saying it's for your own safety to stop Al-Qaeda. All right, we're going to come back get into a bunch of other key news straight ahead. Webster Tarpley's coming up and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. I'm going to continue rolling through the key news on a host of subjects. Then Webster Tarpley joins us. We'll have open phones while Webster's on with us. And, of course, with a full third hour, open phones. I'll go ahead and give that number out now. I may even get to some this hour. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Now, I want to get into eugenics. I want to get into the economy. I want to get into Philly requiring bloggers to pay $300 for a business license. Anyone who has any type of website, including Facebook blogs, they want $300 a year. They're saying you have no right to free speech. You must pay the government for the privilege. They actually use the word privilege. They say free speech is a privilege. This is out of the Examiner. It's one of the top stories on Drudge Report, and it should be So we'll be going over all of that today. We've also got some new national polls showing Obama continuing to slip. And the question is, does Barack Obama want to be reelected in 2012? But I want to get to another issue first. Glenn Beck channels Alex Jones in New York Times best-selling book. And I got a copy of the book that was sent to me about a week ago. I've only had a chance to scan over it. I haven't finished it. But listeners have read it. Watson has read the reviews of it and has scanned over some of the sections that are online and confirmed that the main character is yours truly in the faction book, as Beck calls it, part fiction, part nonfiction. So we're going to be talking about that. And I'm the hero in the book. And so we'll discuss why is he doing something like that in just a moment. But before I do that, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is listener-supported. When you buy a high-quality Patriot T-shirt, you not only get a walking billboard to get the word out and meet like-minded people, you fund our operation. When you support the sponsors, you fund our operation. When you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you fund our operation. When you buy the books and videos, not just the books I've written or the films I've produced or directed or the other films I carry, you make this whole radio show possible. Plus, the very best videos and books that I read or that I watch, we go out, we buy them in bulk, we discount them, we sell them to you to then show them to your friends and family. But all of my films, you are encouraged to make copies of them for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes, to air them on Access Television, to give them to everyone you know in your area. And the awakening is now here. In fact, I'm about to talk about that dealing with Glenn Beck in a moment. The awakening is turbocharged. We need to super turbocharge this to the next level because we don't know how long we're going to have the free internet before they launch a false flag attack on it. We don't know how long we have before they stage major terror attacks here or abroad to really clamp down this brigade homeland top secret USA spy grid that they've set up. They've got their system set up and infiltrating every facet of society. Now is the time to intensify the wake-up call for everyone across this country and worldwide. And I'm begging you to spread the word about the radio broadcast, to send links to the free podcast or to the free iPhone app to everyone you know, to get my films, to make copies of them. And the special ends today, where you can buy one copy of Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, excellent new documentary exposing the whole globalist system and their crimes. Buy one copy, get three copies free. Buy two copies, get eight copies free. You can buy one copy of Fall of the Republic, and you get three copies free. Buy two copies of Fall of the Republic, get eight free. You can do the same thing with Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Buy one copy, get three free. Buy two copies, get eight free. And finish your Christmas shopping early before the whole season starts. Don't fight the traffic and give people the gift of reality, the gift of understanding. These films are well produced. They have all the information in them. And so many listeners that call in, I'd say over 90%, got woken up by someone giving them a copy of one of my films. Please get them today, Infowars.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And your purchase, again, makes the entire transmission possible. All right, let's get into the next subject. And this is really, really important. I'm 36 years old. I learn more every single year than what I had learned in the previous decades. My understanding is accelerating and is expanding. You're not the only people who are learning. You're not the only people out there that are having epiphanies. I'm having them as well. We're all learning together and doing many hours of radio every day and radio interviews and reading documents and reading legislation and truly immersing myself in this information for 17 years, on air for 15. And before that, I was a big student of history because I found it to be entertaining. I mean, I liked Louis L'Amour novels when I was 12 years old because my dad was reading them and reading science fiction, and I'd pick them up and read them. But as soon as I found history, I was done with fiction because it was much more entertaining. And that's really how I got my education, my foundational understanding, because my parents read a lot of history as well, and those books were laying around the house. And we didn't have cable TV, because my parents weren't big TV heads. And so I learned to read and entertain myself with reading instead of watching television. And I still watched some TV growing up and went to movies and things. It's just that I love going to my neighbor's house because they would have cable. I didn't have it, so I didn't watch a lot of television. If I did, I watched mainly PBS and documentaries about war and history and Shakespearean plays and things. So I got a good base, a good classical education from just studying history. Now, since then, interacting with the public, interacting with other media people, interacting with celebrities, I have gained a much greater understanding about human nature. You know, I've been married for 9 years. I've got 3 children. I've had all those experiences that other parents have had. I've had experiences now in business and taxes and how other people operate in business. And I've really learned how good humanity is, but also how bad humanity is. And I never really understood what good parents I had. I thought everybody had great, loving, strong, dedicated parents. I didn't realize how good my family was, how good my grandparents were on both sides. Real Christian families, you know, going back hundreds of years to the Mayflower and to Europe. I never realized how good I had it. And now I really feel sad for people who don't understand love, who don't understand honor, that don't understand strength, who don't understand decency. And it really makes me sad. And I realize that good people are blind to evil. I've never been perfect, and I've had my own dark side, but at least I could recognize it. A lot of people can't recognize it, and they're driven by envy and by jealousy and by hyper-competitiveness. And they're so unhappy, and they feel unfulfilled, and they're angry at others. They don't like seeing other people do well. They don't admire success that's been gained through hard work. They don't admire beauty. They don't admire power that's good and wholesome. And when you understand the globalist mindset, it's the ultimate expression of oppression. It's the ultimate expression of greediness and envy and control freakism. And now I understand a lot more. So many people I've tried to build up, so many people I've tried to lift up, so many people that I've seen that have been articulate and well-spoken and intelligent that I've tried to build up, I'd say over 80% of the time, end up stabbing me in the back, lying about us, doing horrible things. And it's because they realize just how effective and far-reaching we are. I have always been humble. And in the last decade, I've really underestimated our reach. I've really tried to lie to myself because I don't want fame and fortune. It's one of the few things that I'm actually afraid of. I understand the dangers of it historically. I'm a humble person, a private person. And I've been public. I've been involved against tyranny because I want freedom for my family and I want freedom for others and I want others to not be under bondage. When I see someone else being oppressed, when I see someone else being abused, I empathize with them. I feel their pain, to use a Bill Clinton line. At a primitive level, I understand what's happening to other innocents will then end up happening to my family, and I'm threatened by it. But I have to tell you that I have not really announced to the listenership of this radio broadcast our analysis and our breakdown, and it's such a weight, of just how big this radio show is, just how big our films are, just how effective and trailblazing and exponentially viral InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are. It's indescribable. Everyone I talk to, family in other cities and other countries, people I've known over the years that work in television and in Hollywood, producers, directors, graphics people, you name it, They say now that not only are people talking about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, everyone I talk to in Hollywood, in government, in media, at Fox News, you name it, all tell me the same thing. All they're talking about is this show. Of course all the other so-called patriots are pulling their hair out in anger and jealousy and disgust, because all they hear about is Alex Jones. All they hear about is InfoWars.com, and they think that it's a detriment to them. They think it's somehow holding them back from some type of celebrity that they want. They haven't gotten celebrity because they weren't pure of heart. I don't want it, so I got it. I wanted to fight tyranny. I wanted to affect change. I wanted to stop the CPS taking over a million innocent children, abusing them, and doing horrible things every year without due process. I want to stop people being brain damaged and killed from the next round of flu shots. I want to bring the Federal Reserve to justice. I want to stop these illegal wars. I got into this because they were trying to take our guns in Texas. I never intended to do what we've done together. We're all in great danger. We need to not let the COINTELPRO manipulators get us to infight with each other. We need to grow up and transcend this. And all the people that are so incredibly jealous of me and the work we do here, it's so pointless. Don't they understand that even if they're just in this for the wrong reasons, that we are, if you look at it from a business perspective, building the market? We are waking people up. We are creating the liberty movement, myself, my crew, and the listeners. That's our real power. Don't you understand that it's not a some set game, that we need to wake people up to the paradigm of liberty versus tyranny, and this is about survival, and that you look at it from a business perspective, and that's not what it is. But even if you look at it from that perspective, we are building the entire market for you. Don't you understand that if I hadn't been here and done the things I've done and reached out to people, that you wouldn't have one-tenth of the viewers or listeners or readers that you have now? Most of these people admit that I woke them up or I inspired them. And they still attack me. And they do it, and it doesn't hurt us. It actually only makes us bigger. But it actually taints the overall transmission that the Liberty Movement's sending out to make it all about Alex Jones. That's destructive. This is serious. Even if I was the worst guy in the world, which isn't true, you should be spending your time warning people about the vaccines, about the fluoride, about the mercury, about the GMO, about the new wars that the system wants to push. We don't want the entire liberty movement to be about people defending Alex Jones or people attacking Alex Jones. At the end of the day, at a worldly level, it's good for me. Do you understand that? You know, what was the famous saying? I don't care what you say about me, just get my name spelled right. Well, yeah, if I was coming at this from a worldly perspective, I would be for what you're doing. But I'm not, because I want you to be more. I want to be more. I'm not perfect, but I want you to be pure of heart. I want you to be strong. I want you to be winners. I want you to be effective. I don't want you to get manipulated by Hal Turner and hundreds of other operatives. I want you to be leaders. I want you to be what you really were born to be. Not a loser. Not a pathetic, jealous, envious person. You know, it was pointed out to me last night that Mr. Bellamy of Muse, one of the top three bands in the world right now, everything they put out comes out triple platinum. And the globalists are trying to co-opt them right now. Mr. Bellamy's been on the show before. That on their main official site, they say website, websites that are the red pill, and the links on their official sites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Propaganda Matrix, Paul Watson's mirror of Prison Planet. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I salute their music and their call to stand up against tyranny. It's powerful. I salute the Foo Fighters who we know are patriots. I salute this indicator. I mean, it's the same thing. A week and a half ago, Jesse Ventura, who I was instrumental in waking up to a great extent, he came to town to visit with me as part of an investigation we're doing. And he sat in the car with Aaron and I riding around going to a place we were investigating. He said, Alex, you know, I get a bigger response on your show than I get anywhere else, including Larry King Live. What does that say? It says we're effective. It says that we're bigger than when he goes on Good Morning America, Fox News, CNN. He gets a bigger response on the streets, wherever he is in the world, from this show. That tells you how important this broadcast is. And that tells you why the Southern Poverty Law Center put out three reports viciously attacking me last Friday. That tells you why the national news is attacking me and claiming I'm promoting cop killing when I'm doing the opposite. That tells you why they've got COINTELPRO at the grassroots attacking us. Because I'm the best thing going. And that is a humbling thing, because I'm human and aren't perfect. Far from it. That's why we're under attack. I'm now a Patriot Liberty Institution. You understand that?
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, I don't like to talk about myself. The real power is about educating more Americans and people worldwide about the nature of global governance and the eugenics cult that controls it. It is a life and death situation. They're coming out with vaccines that literally attack your brain and reprogram it where you can't get angry where you can't resist. They're now coming out with pharmacological crops where it's in the bananas, it's in the rice, it's in the potatoes, it's in the tomatoes, where you can't escape it. We are so far down the rat hole on this. We've become a decadent, wicked society. So even when a lot of people wake up to the New World Order, they're still not going to, you know, fully wake up to how to fight it. And so the main focus needs to be waking more people up and organizing the local governments and the counties and the states to say no to the New World Order. But dealing with the huge awakening on every front, I mean, we put out special PrisonPlanet.tv videos every week that then get posted to YouTube, and on average they get about 500,000 views. We're getting over 1 million views on one YouTube channel a week, and it's growing. We have 8 YouTube channels. There are hundreds of others and hundreds of other websites carrying it and video sites. We are reaching millions of new people every single week on the web alone. We reach tens of millions a week through the radio show and through the interviews I do. And the message is strong, and it's scaring the establishment. Now, there's a sophisticated article that covers a lot of facets that Paul Watson and I wrote this morning. He called me, said, what do you want me to do about this? I said, yes, I was aware of it. I'd forgotten to talk about it. I confirmed, because I do have the book, I haven't read it all, that this is what it deals with. And early on in the book, a Patriot leader who has videos on YouTube and has an internet radio show gets a MIAC report from the police and exposes that the government is trying to destroy the country from within and staging terror attacks. Now, remember, Beck attacks everybody that talks about government-sponsored terror, but he has the number one New York Times best-selling book, The Overton Window, where the hero of the book is Daniel Bailey, who is a internet video person who gets the MIAC report from Missouri. And he goes on to say, this is really nonfiction wrapped in a fiction. And he coins a term to deal with that. And my issue here is, I haven't talked about this because I don't want to reveal our sources. But I have two sources deep inside Fox News at the highest levels. And I have another source who talked about how Rick Perry privately at a meeting said, you don't need to go on his show. We're worried about him taking over the Republican Party, as if I'm going to take over the Republican Party. Well, they mean the ideas I'm putting out, and that's in Newsmax today. If true patriots can take over the Republican Party and the Democrats, there's no way the globalists can win. Real anti-incumbency is now happening. And that's my bottom line on Beck. What he's doing is, he's coming in as the counterfeit Alex Jones, and I have this from people in Fox News. He has 5 people who listen to the show every day, track everything we do. That's why when you hear us with a guest, you hear it there 2 weeks later, or a topic, but he puts his spin on it, and that's fine. But the problem is Beck has shown that he gets people's confidence and then dashes it. There are no FEMA camps. There's no government-sponsored terror. You know, the MIAC report's not that bad. But then he writes a book about government-sponsored terror in which I get killed stopping the government from detonating a hydrogen bomb in Los Angeles. There's a private global corporation, Bilderberg Group, manipulating things in the book. I'm going to finish up with this in the next segment. Then we're going to go to Webster Griffin Tarpley. But the point is, well, the article breaks it down. I'll try to read much of the article when we come back after the 70-second break. It's just that we are having a huge cultural effect, you and I together. And it's so precious. And the system is attacking at every level, trying to co-opt, trying to destroy me, because we're really having an effect. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.